first of all, I'll just say this. I think they've got a good group of special teams players, core players. They have a lot of speed. Brian Walters is a dangerous punt returner in regard to he gets off the spot quickly. If you kick a ball low and in the middle of the field, he can make you pay for that. So I think it's important to not give them quick opportunities to return the ball. Kickoff return-wise, yet to be determined who they'll use as the kickoff returner, having the injury from a week ago. But knowing about Doug Baldwin and Walters and even going back to Christian Michael, they've got guys that can return the ball.
Did you want to talk about your own kick return game too?
Certainly. What do you want to know about it?
I wouldn't ask a question quite that way. I was more curious about, you talked a little bit on, I guess it was Monday, about the jumping over the long snapper thing.
Yeah.
Is that something that you work on for a little while in practice during the week so you're prepared for it, but you can't get like obsessed with it? Because we asked a lot of questions at Mason about it. I feel like it's not as big of a deal as maybe we made it out to be.
Well, you know, it's extraordinary. And in that game, when you watch that, you don't see that happen very often. And as I explained the other day, St. Louis did it this year and a few weeks ago, and actually blocked a kick. But Seattle tried that against us a couple years ago with Bruce Irvin. It's something that can be impactful, obviously, because the guy is unevaded to the ball. But you have to have awareness. I think it's something that's managed. It's really kind of a trick play from a rush standpoint.
Sean, when you guys went into the season, I know you were looking at Randall and Micah both in that punt return role. What about them did you think would work out so well as far as their styles kind of complementing each other and using that platoon throughout the course of the season?
I'm sorry, and the question was?
With Micah and Randall, what did you think about that platoon and why did you think that would work out so well with their two styles throughout the course of the year?
First of all, begin with both of them are very comfortable catching the ball. And you know, I have to look forward to what we're going to get into when the weather changes around here in terms of fielding the ball. That's something that plays a part of it. Both of them have scored touchdowns doing it. So we have the ability to have two guys that can make plays, and therefore we use them.
I don't want to dismiss any other game, but is this a little bit more emphasis on you guys this week having a big game? It's points might be at a premium. It's for the stakes are high. Maybe possessions might be limited with the way the offense is playing. I mean, because there's a more of a premium on having a big game than usually.
You know, I think field position is going to play a big part in this ball game, and it all begins with special teams because of the exchange of the football. Yeah, it'll be very important, and the team that has an advantage there will have a very good opportunity.
So what did you think of how Tim bounced back or how he performed going into that first playoff game? I know with everything you guys had talked about as far as his, you know, punting going into that.
Well, we punted twice, and they were okay. He's had a good week this week, and you know, I think he's going to have a very important role in this ball game.
So what did you think of the way Mason kicked this year? He said he wanted to put last year behind him, but then improve upon it. If you take out the blocks, what kind of year do you think he had?
Very solid year. He's been very consistent in his technique, and that has allowed him to make kicks, and I thought he's done well.